T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gout, let it all out. Bryn's got the gout. Let's get a gout update. How's the gout going?
Oh, I think I would say I'm about maybe 95% better. I still feel it. I can walk without a limp now, I think. Walking slow.
Like if you had to walk without a limp, like if you were an actor and you had a scene to do, you could do it. But
yeah,
you play it up a little, you know.
I'd have to put some effort. No, I'm not playing anything up. What are you talking about?
Sure about that? Okay, great. So the gout sounds like this episode of the gout is easing up.
It is. If I try to, like, you know, rotate my ankle in circles,
yes,
it does hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, but I can walk without
looking
like
then.
Like a weakling.
Oh.
Like a weakling.
I see.
You know.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. Let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Hold on, let me get some more coffee.
Maybe. You don't. Maybe. No, great idea.
This working from home thing's great. There's a whole pot of coffee in the other room. I've just been hitting it all morning.
Oh, my
God.
It's
awesome.
It is. I feel guilty how much I enjoy working from home.
Well, I don't think it's a surprise. You've got the full setup there. You've put a lot of work into that place.
Yeah.
I like my place, and I haven't done half the work you have, but
I mean, 3 hours is what you get back from your day. I mean,
yes,
that's
a big deal, dude. You have no idea.
And
when the missus goes, hey, you want to take a drive? I'm like, yeah, let's go.
I haven't been in a car in months. Let's
great.
Do this thing.
Let's go watch the sunset, everybody. It should be fun. Anyway, let's begin with our weather. So we'll start with right now here where I live in Santa Cruz County. There are some high clouds overhead. It's going to be a warm day, but the warmest day of the week is tomorrow. So, and that's partly cloudy right now in San Jose. It looks like San Francisco, we have blue skies. Nicole, can you confirm no clouds overhead?
I can confirm that.
Should be almost 70 degrees in San Francisco today. So a nice day ahead,
lovely
everybody.
Day. Yeah.
But in some spots in the Bay Area, you will see some high clouds. It could get almost to 80 in San Jose. And I'm looking at, it doesn't matter what I'm looking at, probably 75. But anyway, so there's your weather. It looks like another nice day. But the hottest day of the week is tomorrow. And that's also not Friday. What do you call that?
Friday Eve.
Yeah. So Friday Eve, best day of the week so far, I think. We'll see. All right.
Yeah, it looks like 78 at my house on Thursday. I'm down.
All right. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. 73 today. Ooh, that sounds perfect.
Uh-huh. You going to get out in that or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have work to do.
You still turning out masks like crazy?
I am. I make a lot of masks. The demand is high. It's hard to keep up. But mostly I'm gardening. You know, I'm trying to just subdue this yard. It just wants to grow and overcrowd. And
Yeah. I'm familiar. I put those. Do you remember when I planted those succulents?
Succulents. Yes. Tell me everything.
All the spaces that I cleared for those succulents have now refilled up with the stupid weeds that were there before. So I've had to get down on my knees.
Oh, hon.
like some kind of
sorry.
Loser and pull weeds. Jesus.
Loser? What are you talking about? Get some knee pads and go for it. Knee pads and gloves. That's all you need.
God.
If you keep after it, you just look at it every day and you get down and you pull them up. When you see the little green, you got, I mean, I spend, I'm not kidding you. I spend a quarter of my day on my hands and knees pulling weeds.
Every day?
Every single day.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I know. Who'd have thought?
No. Listen, it's hot.
Hey, let me ask you this. You know how you got a gardener that comes through a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You do, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, cuts the lawn.
But,
and
but he doesn't do any of that. No weeds, no...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I love Ignacio, but I've been letting the poppies that have sprouted in my greenhouse go. I'm like, you know, they're going to be flowers, and I'll pop the heads off and use the seeds elsewhere. He pulled them all out.
You mean the California poppies, the little orange
no,
gold
No, not
things?
The California poppies, the Icelandic ones that have the... I don't know what I don't have any California poppies in my yard, so I don't know if they get that little round head that's full of the seeds where you actually, you know, like you can actually use those. I think they're real poppy seeds.
As in for heroin?
No, as well. Okay, yes, but as in for baked goods.
Oh,
it's more what I was thinking.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever you want to use your poppy seeds
well,
for.
Well, I don't want to use.
You guys are so Ozark.
Ozark. Exactly. That's the reason why I was thinking heroin.
Yeah.
No, but
okay.
I've been letting them sprout because I'm like, you know, as soon as their flower blooms, they look wicked ugly and I just yank them out. But I was just going to let the ones that are sort of like a carpet on the ground in my greenhouse go. I'm like, why would
and
I pull
Ignacio
those out?
Just...
And then he was here on Monday and I walked out to the greenhouse later in the day. I was like, oh, all my poppies are gone.
But you didn't answer. So does he get on his knees and pull weeds? No.
No, he does not pull weeds.
Right. Mm.
He does. He actually, he does fertilize. He knows what to do with it. He's really great. And he'll spray for bugs and stuff. And then he knows how to prune stuff. So I'll say, hey, this is, can you?
Right. But he also says that weeding thing is for losers. No.
Yeah, he's not going to weed. He's, you know, he's a mow and blow guy. So, but, you know, he's.
Mow and blow. Well, I like it. Anyway, here's what's happening, everyone. Let me begin with our governor, who is now slamming a couple counties. Are opening restaurants, gyms, salons, and spas. These are the counties, the smaller counties, where they feel like they have less of a problem than some of the bigger places. They also feel like their economy is tanking in a way that they can't wait much longer.
Yep.
So I understand both sides of this, but... Gavin's out there saying, his quote from the paper this morning is, they're making a big mistake. They're putting the public at risk. This is of Yuba and Sutter counties. They're putting our progress at risk. These are exceptions. The overwhelming majority of Californians are playing by the rules and doing the right thing.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see. This is one of the things as the country, and this is just isn't in California, the country struggles with when to open, and many places have. And right. I've seen posts from people who are saying, I'm in a restaurant and I just ordered a meal.
Yeah, my mom and the whole fam went out to a restaurant the other day.
I was Is that right?
Boy. Yeah. I'm like, all right, well, be careful, guys. I mean, I don't know how careful you can be. You're in a restaurant. There you are with everyone.
Well,
just, you know, I feel like it's a bad person quality of mine because I am kind of a bad person. Like, I don't want anyone to get this, and I certainly don't want anybody's family to die, but I almost feel like if you did get it because you just, like, I don't want to say serves you right, but I just feel like, what are you doing?
This is what I believe you're experiencing, and I think it's normal. I think that we are, those of us who are making extreme sacrifices to stay in, order food, not be out, not socialize, it's a big sacrifice.
Yes.
And for us to see others saying, no, I'm going to go live my life, that's stupid, and then to have them be doing that successfully, it makes you
feel annoying.
It makes you feel like a donkey.
Yeah.
There you are. You're the ass stuck in the house doing everything you can. And meanwhile, the people who say, no, that's not living. Watch me live. All right. I hope I do watch you live. I can't sit here and say that I would be rooting for someone to get theirs. I'm not.
No, but kind of, you know.
No, I'm
but
not.
But not. But absolutely not. But no.
I'm just saying. I think I'm with you in that. Yes, it's when you have decided you're going to take one extreme action for the good of others and your own family, and then others are like, "That's stupid," and they're doing so without getting sick. Yeah, it makes you feel dumb.
Yeah,
makes me feel dumb. So
no, well, right. Well, it makes you question everything, and I think that's, you know. But I can't say that I don't understand why some people are, you know, we are hearing stories every day from just from our listeners. You know, this is just the small slice that we hear from. People are going under. Like, it's, you know, you can feel their desperation.
Right.
People who are just, you know, would have been fine hanging at home and just don't want to not see their friends. That's lame. But I can see why people are desperately trying to keep their little business afloat or what have you.
Absolutely. Before I get to Murder Hornets, this was just something that came up this morning, and I was flipping through my Instagram, and I follow, I believe she listens, but I don't know how long I've been following her. She's a yoga lady named Erica, but she posted this thing on her thing, and she's from Marin somewhere, but
okay.
On her Instagram, she posted, how old were you when you found out, and it was about Goofy from Disneyland. What is Goofy? Do you know?
A dog?
Okay, so Pluto is a dog, right?
Yes, yeah.
So how could Goofy be a dog? He's not.
Well, isn't he like another breed of dog?
No.
Hold
so
on.
This
Hold
is
on. I'm going to pull up a thing and find out what Goofy...
Oh, I know what he is because
no,
she posted
I just want to look at the picture.
Oh, okay.
Goofy.
It's
Disney.
So funny because there's a definitive answer, and then I checked it, and it's correct, and I was like, huh? Who knew?
But he's a dog.
Nope.
He's got the long ears.
Nope.
Is he a rabbit?
Goofy's a cow, everybody.
Well, that's dumb.
No.
No, he is.
No.
I'm
looking at cows don't have long floppy ears and they don't walk on two legs. A cow?
They should have given him some spots or something.
Probably.
And he's got two buck teeth and a nose that sticks out like a dog's nose.
Goofy is a cow.
I don't buy it. Let me
Everybody.
Look at Wiki. He's a dog. It says right here on Wikipedia.
No.
Goofy's a tall anthropomorphic dog.
No. Goofy you know has always been thought of as an anthropomorphic dog or a dog with human features, according to Disney's Mouse Links. However, what Disney isn't telling you is that Goofy is really a cow, and Goofy has always been a cow. And so I looked up. Anyway, this is just one of those funny things where I'm flipping through and went, Goofy's a cow. Because if Pluto's a dog, how could Goofy be a dog?
They're just a different kind of dog. Hold on. There's nothing about this on... They got Clarabelle cow. Goofy in his early Dippy dog appearances. I don't buy it. I just can't buy
he's a cow?
I can't. He's a dog. He's even got the dog nose sticking out the front of his elongated snout with his two teeth sticking down. No! Goofy's not a cow.
Well, according to this person I follow, they're like, "How? What does it say?" I have to look it up. I'll find it and tell it to you later. But I just went, "Oh my god!"
And actually, he looks a lot like Pluto, but Pluto doesn't wear clothes.
And Pluto's on all fours.
Yeah, he's more dog-like than Goofy, but he's still, you know, he's got the same face. He has the exact same face. Oh my God, this is I'm going to spend all day researching this. Let me tell you about Murder Hornets
before it's too late.
Please, can we just talk about Goofy more? I hate Murder Hornets so much. I'm
no, you
really
don't.
Scared of who murder. They murder the bees. Their stingers are long enough to kill you.
So
Minnie,
here's
no.
the thing. Let me give you some history real quick. And you've heard this story if you listen to this show. When I was a little boy in the 70s, my parents would entertain. And although we eventually ended up with two TVs, we really only had the one main TV in the living room or the family room, whatever that's called. And And I really only had the run of the place when my parents were entertaining. That's when my dad wasn't watching his news. And then, you know, it went from there to whatever's the next.
Where would
thing
they
was.
Be? Like in the dining room having a dinner party or
yes,
something?
They would be having, they'd have a couple adults over. They'd be having a couple drinks and chatting and, you know, that.
I do. I'm well versed in that.
I had zero interest in that. So anyway, that's how I ended up seeing this show on killer bees. The Africanized killer bee is coming, and it's gonna kill everybody. And I was truly scared to the point where I had nightmares for weeks by this thing that I watched all by myself with no supervision and never slept again for like weeks.
This is how I'm feeling about this murder hornet.
And that's the reason I tell that story is that never came to be. There never came to be this time when you were running for water to dive into a water hole to hide from the Africanized killer bees. It just never happened.
Yeah, but these hornets are here already.
That's what they told me about the Africanized killer bees. They're in Texas, and they're moving
Oh, God. Please north. Let this. Please let the murder hornets be. There's a guy who's posting pictures of his murdered hives. They have these mandibles that they chop off the heads of the bees and then they fly away with the thorax of the murdered bee to feed their young.
First of all, the murder hornets. They are saying these murder hornets, which apparently come from Japan, are a huge predator for honeybees. And they're also, they kill about 50 people a year in Japan. And they've now been found in Washington State and British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, this is horrible.
There are people out there trying to trap them. So when they're spotted, they're trying to get them and, you know, eliminate this.
Kill them off. Kill the murder hornets.
The murder hornets, by the way, are big. Have you seen how they are, what the size is? They're over 2 inches long.
They're beyond enormous. Are hornets ones that don't die when they sting you, too? Like, they can sting you multiple times?
Oh, yeah, and I don't even know if it's stinging or biting, but they are aggressive, dude.
Right. Oof. They're saying you can be in a full beekeeper outfit, and the thing can stab through that into you, and people do die from it. They're murderers.
Right, their stingers are so long and powerful, they can penetrate beekeeping suits.
I'm telling you. I swear to God, you know, when you read one article, it seems like you start getting sent articles about that thing. I can't get away from the murder hornets.
So
we had a 10-minute conversation about it yesterday. Finally, I threw my hands up. I was like, I don't want to talk about murder hornets anymore. I'm thinking about getting a beehive.
They usually don't attack people, but when they do, it's trouble. Their main thing is to attack honeybees, though. And they'll destroy a hive in a few hours, as you were just saying, Sarah. Honeybees.
Horrible.
Are already in big trouble because of all of the pesticides we use. So this new predator is not good news, but it looks like that they've got people out there trying to put a stop to the spread of the murder hornet. There's a video apparently of a YouTube guy who calls himself, let me find it. His name's Coyote Peterson, but he calls himself something.
Something besides Coyote Peterson?
Yeah, the King of Sting. Oh. He's made it his mission in life to experience the most painful stings from insects and creatures around the world. And he does say that this hornet's sting is a searing pain, and his arm swelled up dramatically from the sting. But he also lived. He's fine. So.
Well, he's a weird dude, huh?
So you can find him on YouTube if you want to watch it.
Look at the size of that freaking thing. You know what it reminds me of is one of those hideous potato bugs that you find sometimes. Look at it. Oh, my God. I hate it so much. Oh, die, murder hornets.
Well, they're working on that.
Oh, he puts it on. Look, Vinny. Look, he's putting it on his arm. And the stinger's in.
You're stuck in my arm.
Oh, my God.
Why do I like people hurting themselves so much? I don't.
Oh, look at that thing swell. Look at that go. Holy cow. Oh, my God.
Coyote
Peterson. Damn, that is. He's what a moron. Anyway,
well,
he's doing it for you, so you know you'll live. Thank you so much. Well, unless you're allergic and then you're going to die. Or if a bunch of them get you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
describing.
Here's a couple things you guys sent. Those murder hornets remind me of some girls I've dated, says 408. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, you date the wrong chicks.
There's a show called The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on Disney Channel, and they actually have a cow character. Yeah, it's Clarabelle. Oh, her name is Clarabelle. That was the next sentence. Whoops.
Yeah. But
she looks nothing like Goofy.
Yeah, Goofy's all right, well, listen, a dog.
I'm telling you what I was told, which is that Goofy is a cow.
Well, Goofy can't be a cow based solely on his nose and his ears and his tail and his dogness and his paws. He's a dog.
His dogness is what makes you decide.
He's a freaking dog. I'm looking him back up. I got to look at this again. Goofy.
If he were a cow, he would have udders too.
Yeah. Yes, he would. Look at him, for God's sake. Well, I guess you can't see his paws, but because he wears clothes. But he's a dog.
He's a cow, everyone. I'm trying to tell you.
Not a cow. Where did you hear this again? Some friend of yours? That's what he's, No. You find me an article that says that he's a dog. Hold on. People ask, is Goofy a dog or a cow? The Disney establishment isn't saying Goofy's a cow.
Are you sure about that?
That's what it says here. What breed is Goofy? Anthropomorph.
Vinny, why can't Goofy be a dog just because Pluto is a dog? Does that mean Minnie isn't really a mouse? No, Minnie's a mouse, but Pluto is completely different from Goofy.
Well, he's
Minnie
a human
is just
dog.
Like Mickey.
Sheesh. You know, they had more than one dog character, that's all. One that acted like a dog and one that acted like a guy. But not like a cow. It's ridiculous. Silliest thing I ever heard.
Here's a text from 408. Finally finished Ozark. What the hell? Exactly right. Ozark this season, it may have peaked. I don't know how they're going to beat this season.
I can't wait, though.
Oh, you're excited to see
where
it goes?
Well, it's going nowhere good. I mean, unless they murder that one guy, which, you know, might be the best option for them, like while they're down there where we left them. Like, that guy's got to go. I just don't. Maybe they'll be the new heads of the cartel.
Don't give stuff away.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah. I don't think so, no. I don't think that they're built for that.
I don't know. They're doing some awful things, those two.
Anyway. So,
by the way, this whole season was totally Wendy's fault. Wendy did that.
Well, look, I've had this debate, and I know that this is a conversation, but look, this whole thing started because he had to go launder money from the very beginning. Yeah. None of this would have happened if he hadn't have done that in the first place.
Well, remember when he was first made the offer? He could have said no, and he and Wendy decided that that was what they wanted.
Oh. No, I don't remember that.
Is that very, very like early on in the first season when they were doing the flashbacks to the night that they met this dude?
Yeah. No, I didn't remember that. I was thinking that he got them into this by himself. Well, then you're right. It's Wendy's fault. Screw
yes.
Wendy.
Wendy. And also Wendy's fault, that brother of hers. He brought the whole thing. I mean, Jesus.
That was such a neat twist. That
was
such
it?
Good writing. I liked it. Yeah.
Oh,
and that actor. I hope he becomes the next big deal. He was so freaking good.
He should 100% be winning an Emmy for guest appearance on it. I mean, if he doesn't, it's a trap. Like the scenes where the camera's just on him and he's just, his face goes through this range of emotions and mm-hmm. he just goes from crying to laughing. I've never seen mental illness portrayed in such an incredible way.
Very well done, no doubt. Hey, we're super late. What's coming up?
Oh, goodness, we are. Well, we'll do the Billboard Hot 100.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.